الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، فاستقم كما أمرت ومن تاب معك ولا تطغوا إن الله بما تعملون بصير، ولا تركنوا إلى الذين ظلموا فتمسكم النار، وما لكم من دون الله من أولياء ثم لا تنصرون. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من تشبه بقوم فهو منهم. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: من رضي بعمل قوم كان شريكا فيهم. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: من كثر سواد قوم فهو منهم، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Our usual few reminders that we all should be reading 100 times a day Durood Sharif. How many of us are reading every day 100 times Durood? So very few, much more, but very few still. To read 100 times only takes 2 minutes. If comfortably you can read Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in 2 minutes. And the virtues are so great, the benefits of us, for us, are so great. It's impossible a person who thinks everyone wants his benefit, his goodness. It's just impossible to fathom how we're not reading Durood Sharif, when the benefits for us are so great and we're not sparing the 2 minutes. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Also, we should be reading Surah Kahf, the first 10 ayats every morning and the last 10 ayats every night. And Jumu'ah, try and read the whole surah. And if you can read every day the whole surah, very, very good. That is also all for our benefit. Great protection. Everyone, we all take our protection. When it's winter, we put on warm clothes. If we know there are crooks on the way, we take our precautions. We know they are trapping for speed, we take our precaution. So the greatest precaution for our iman, which Allah has given us, and especially for these times of fitna, is the Surah Kahf. So Allah give us tawfiq to read it regularly. And to read the first 10 ayats, last 10 ayats at night, is just about a minute. And for so much of our protection, just for 1 minute, why aren't we prepared to do it? And then after Jumu'ah, one great virtue of reading Subhanallah al-Azim wa bihamdihi 100 times, which will take about 2 and a half minutes. We read it 100 times, 2 and a half minutes, 100,000 of our sins will be forgiven. And 24,000 of our parents' sins will be forgiven. Who of us are doing that? The 100th after Jumu'ah? Also very few. But inshallah, all of us try, inshallah. The ayat kareema that I have recited, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتْ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, remain straight as you have been commanded to remain straight. Thus the ulama explained that a person must do things in perfection and a person must do everything in order. Example they gave, give is like for static things, things of which are of this dunya which don't move. That also has to be so perfect. For one simple thing, if you are building a house, one room you are building, just a toilet, a bathroom you are building, and if it is 1 degree out of square, it's not perfectly square. It's how it should be. It is 1 degree, 1 centimeter, a bit more on one side than the other side. Then you'll have endless problems. When you'll fit in your windows there, you'll see they don't fit properly. They are standing skew. And when you want to open and close the windows, you'll have problems. The same with the door. When you fit in your door, it won't fit in properly. Your carpets, your tiling, everything will go out. So it is so important that it must be done correctly. So that is for a static thing, a thing that doesn't move. Then the heart, for the heart which is called qalb in Arabic. And it is called qalb, a thing that changes, because it changes all the time. A doctor of Lahore, who was here in Jamaat, explained that when they operate on and they work on the heart, there isn't a split second that the heart just lies still. All the time it is moving. All the time it is moving. That is the physical condition of the heart. The real is, which comes in the Hadith Sharif, that the heart of every person is Baina Asba'i Rahman, is between the fingers of Allah. Allah changes it whichever direction He wants to. If Allah changes it to goodness, there will be only goodness in that heart. If Allah has to turn it, then we are in big, big danger. So we need protection. And we cannot protect ourselves. We need Allah's protection. And we need protection from two very strong enemies. One is Shaitan, and the other is Nafs. And both of them are very strong in their own right. But compared to Allah's protection, they are nothing. When Allah's protection is there, Allah says, إِنَّ كَيْدَ الشَّيْطَانِ كَانَ ضَعِيفًا. The planning and plotting of Shaitan is very weak. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, the most Shaitan can do is that he tells you to make a guna. He can't force you to make a guna. Shaitan can't force, and he doesn't force any person to commit a guna. He just whispers in your heart. He just puts that idea in your heart. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Allah shukr, that Allah gave him only power till there, that he can't take you from the masjid now, and he forces you and picks you up and goes and take you to some vice then, to some evil. All he can do is put a thought in you. And to fight that is very easy. And we can't do it ourselves, we need Allah's help. And our nafs is our enemy worse than Shaitan also. Shaitan himself did not go astray by himself. His nafs made him go astray. And Shaitan is an outside enemy. An outside enemy is not as dangerous as the inside enemy. Our nafs is within us. And it's 24 hours with us all the time. So we need the protection of Allah Ta'ala. So for us to stay straight, it is very important, and the only way we can do it is seek the protection of Allah. And the protection of Allah is free of charge. If you want security system, winter you want to put on a pair of socks, you want to wear a jersey, a jumper, a jacket, you want to put a scarf on, it will cost you money. You'll have to take it out from your bag, your cupboard. But the protection from Allah is free of charge also. And it is so easy. One greatest protection is فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ تَعَوُّذْ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. I am seeking protection from Allah, from Shaitan, who is accursed, who is rejected, who is accursed. I am seeking Allah's protection. And Allah's protection wherever you are. You don't need a phone to contact Allah Ta'ala. You don't need to go to an office to get your work done. Wherever you are, 24 hours. The best times are middle of the night, after namaz, special times. But otherwise, 24 hours, wherever you are, whoever you are, you can seek Allah's help. Allah even accepts the du'as of the kuffar. Even Shaitan, when he said, أَنْذِرْنِي إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ, Allah said, go, I'm giving you time. So when Allah accepted even Shaitan's dua, how is it he won't accept a mu'min's dua? And ummati of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But who of us seek Allah's protection? Whenever this fitness comes, do we ever seek Allah's protection? Do we ever say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim? And more than that, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. It is such a great, powerful thing. When last did I read La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah? We don't read it at all. Whereas it should be on the tongue of a mu'min all the time. Attacks of nafs and shaitan are continuous. Shaitan, the minute a person is unmindful of the zikr of Allah, Shaitan puts his whispers, his wasawis into the heart. And nafs works all the time. So we need Allah's protection. And la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah is a cure for 99 diseases. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah is kanz min kunuzil jannah, is a treasure from the treasures of Jannah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah is from the highest places of Jannah. And it is our full protection. What is the meaning of la hawla? La hawla, there is no turning away. Wa la quwwata, and there is no power illa billah, but by Allah. Now that doesn't make much sense. What will you understand from that? There is no turning away, there is no power but by Allah. You need the explanation which is in the hadith. La quwwata illa bi la quwwata amma'siyati. There is no power to stay away from the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala illa bi ismatillah, but by the protection of Allah Ta'ala. وَلَا قُوَّةَ عَلَىٰ طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ. And there is no power to do good إِلَّا بِعَوْنِ اللَّهِ, but by the help of Allah. We need Allah's help to stay away from guna all the time. We need Allah's help to do good all the time. Just by reading لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ, Allah will save us from guna. Allah will let us do the good. In fact, it comes in one time, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu came in the majlis of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From there we learn that majlis was a common feature of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam also. We hear of the majlis of the mashayikh in the khanqa. This is all taken from the majlis that Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam used to have. And in Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam's time, many sahaba also had the majalis. And we read commonly in the hadith that Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam passed by a group of sahaba. What are you people doing? We're making the zikr of Allah. What are you people doing? We are learning. These were all the majalis of the khulafa of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. The sahaba ikram, in his lifetime, they were having majalis. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to encourage, advise them, just like a sheikh, his khulafa have majalis, and he also advises his khulafa that do your majlis like this. He advises his grandchildren, that is the murid of his khalifas, he gives them advice also. So Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud came to the majlis of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and as it happens sometimes, that sometimes you just read a bit loud. So as he was sitting down, he read, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked him, O Abdullah, do you know the meaning of La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah? Like that it looks like a simple thing, but he said, I don't know. And it wasn't that he knew and showed his humbleness, he didn't know. And he showed their honesty that we don't know. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained, La hawla amma asriyatillah illa bi'awnillah. You cannot stay illa bi'ismatillah. You cannot stay away from a sin, but by the protection of Allah. Wa la quwwata ala ta'atillah. And there is no power to do good, but by the bi'awnillah, by the help of Allah. So this should be a common thing that we read. If we're coming for namaz, now we got some friends, they told us, let's go and sit there. We won't go for namaz today. Now you're also getting tempted. Just read la hawla, Allah will help you. You are Fajr time, you are lazy. You're feeling sleepy. You don't want to get up for Fajr. Just read la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Wherever you are, any temptations come, Allah has given us our protection. But just ask ourselves, we are madrasa students, we are in the environment of the madrasa, but when did I read? وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. It's not even in my thoughts to read. And I learned it when I was going to maktab as a small child. We learned the third kalima. And we used to read it loudly learning it. But it was just for learning. It isn't for practicing. So So, and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, when a person reads, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, I have protected him from sin already. Allah says, I have given him my protection. And when he still is committing sin, Malaika look up to Allah in a questioning way. Oh Allah, you announced you have protected him from sin, but he's still going towards sin. Then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, by his ghairat, blocks him immediately. He's driving to a place of sin, a puncture will happen. He's driving, he ran out of petrol. Anything, Allah will block it. And many people say, the car just switched off with nothing wrong. And afterwards, when the mechanic came, it started. It wasn't all that. Allah said, made it, blocked it. That you read that when Allah saved you, Allah made the means that you don't go to your son. So Allah Ta'ala, so there are many, A'udhu bi kalimati Allahi tammati min sharri ma khalaq. How powerful that is, that we should seek the help of Allah Ta'ala. A'udhu bi kalimati Allahi tamma, Allah's kalimat, which have got power, great power in them, bi kalimati tammati min sharri ma khalaq, of all the evil. People are against you, your enemies. Allah will protect you. You don't have to protect yourself. You don't have to defend yourself also. You just hand it over to Allah Ta'ala. And وَفَوِّذُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. You hand your matters to Allah Ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. Allah is watchful of all His servants. Now nobody can harm you. Just like if you have got some legal matter and you hand it to a good lawyer. After that, you don't have to worry. And if somebody asks you also about your case, even the people who you are, the case is worth, they ask you, say, don't speak to me, speak to my lawyer. My lawyer, I've handed him to him, he will look after it. So once you have handed it to Allah, you don't even have to worry about it. You don't have to panic. You don't have to lose sleep at night. You have handed it over to Allah, have full confidence, Allah will look after it. So anyway, so this istiqamat, fastaqim. Ulama, Buzurgani Deen say, al-istiqamatu fawqa alfa karama. Istiqamat, to be straight on Deen, is better than a thousand karamats. Usually people become very impressed with karamat. Karamat, something out of the ordinary, which a wali of Allah does. And even evil person, a sorcerer, magician does it, then that is haram. With his tricks, how he plays on your eyes and your mind, mesmerism, and he mesmerized, with that is haram. But a wali does something out of the ordinary, that is a karamat from Allah Ta'ala. And Rabia Basariya told Junaid Basari that when he was on this, at the sea, walking on the water, she says, what are you fooling the people around with? This is nothing to walk on the water, to fly in the air. Even if you get that karamat, today if we see some buzurg who flies in the air, we will say, really, that is a buzurg. And somebody who walks on the water, that is a real buzurg. But a fly also flies in the air. So in that case, you should go to the fly and say, I'm Hazrat, make me bayat. You such a buzurg, you fly in the air. So it's no kamal to fly in the air. And to walk on the water, a fish swims in the water. With great joy and relief, it swims. So become bayat to a fish. One person, he was a great buzurg. So, but everyone regarded him as a buzur, but only his wife did not regard him. So he made dua to Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, let my wife see such a karamat of mine that she also becomes qail. She also admits and agrees that I am a real buzur. So Hazrat Allah Ta'ala accepted his dua. At night Allah said, sit on your musalla, read namaz. When he went on his musalla, Allah made him fly in the air from there. So she also saw that buzurg is flying in the air. So when he came down, he asked her, did you see some karamat today? She said, today I saw a buzurg. You are a person, yahan zameen par dare rehte ho. You stuck to the ground. Where can you buzurg, I saw today. She said, you saw me? Yes. She thought, no. She said, it was me. She said, no wonder you are flying crooked. So wife will still never accept also. Even if she sees you flying in the air, she will still have a problem with that also. So anyway, that is no buzurgi. Buzurgi, one time, Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah ali, a murid of his who was with him for 10 years, said, Hazrat, I'm leaving now, I'm going somewhere else. I'm not benefiting here. 10 years you stayed, you didn't benefit. He says, I didn't see any karamat of yours. He says, in this 10 years, did you see me do one thing contrary to sunnah? He says, no, that I did not see. He says, Zalim, what bigger karamat you want than that? For 10 years, my 24 hours, morning to night, nothing against sunnah. A istiqamat like that, if that is not a karamat, what is a karamat? So anyway, this la hawla wa la quwwata is extremely powerful. A'udhu bi kalimati Allahi tammati min sharri ma khalaq. So to have istiqamat, the Sahaba asked Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam towards his old age, O Allah's Nabi, we're seeing white strands in your beard now. You are becoming old, white beard, hey, it's coming. So he said, it's not old age that has brought this white strand. It is the ayat of Surah Hud, this ayat, فَاسْتَقِمْ كُمْ كَمَا أُمِرْ. That concern was on Nabi Ali Salatu. Allah gave me the command to remain straight, perfectly straight. I mustn't waver a little bit. I mustn't go off a little bit. And that is, and this also, for those, إِنَّ فِي ذَٰلِكَ لَذِكْرَى لِلذَّاكِرِينَ. As we are speaking, all won't benefit. Those who want to benefit will benefit. Those who want to take heed will take heed. Otherwise, there are people who are listening for the past 20 years, 30 years, but still they are not where they are, they have gone down more. And those who want to benefit, in one majlis they benefit. So it is for us, how not we want to benefit. When the rain falls, then it falls on everything. But everything doesn't benefit. With those rocky places, with rocks and stones, the rain falls on there, it doesn't benefit. Other places, it dams the water. Make puddles of water. It doesn't benefit itself. But it made puddles, now the birds will come drink from there. Some animals will drink from that water. Other places, they take the benefit. And now they make things grow from there. Now you find grass growing. Animals will eat from it. The plantation, vegetation, farmers are so happy. All the crops are going to grow now. All the different types of things will grow with that rain. Just like that. When there is a bayan taking place, the khutbah, etc., is the rain of Allah that is coming down. But we as the listeners, it depends on us. If we are like that rocky stone, then nothing. And some are such that it makes things grow, but what? Thorns, bushes. And some of us, we listen, and then all we have got from our side is some criticism, negative criticism. They are all wrong things we say. So there are those amongst us that grow like thorns. And there are others who won't benefit themselves, but will go and tell somebody else. The others will benefit. And then there are others again who will make amal themselves also. They will tell others also. So they are all different types of people when the rain comes down, when Allah's rahmat comes down. So we have to see which category. When we come to a bayan, if we come with preconceived ideas that I know, I'm an alim, I'm a mufti, I'm a shaykhul hadith, what am I going to learn? That person will never learn anything. And if a person comes with the niyat of learning, even if an ordinary jahil speaks, there are things to pick up from there also. Zunnun Misri, rahmatullah ali, was at the banks of the river Nile, and there was a scorpion that was going in the water, and it will get drowned, and he pulls it out, saves it. But the scorpion is a scorpion. It bites him. And then it pains him. A few times this happened. So his khadim told him, Hazrat, when the scorpion is biting you, why are you saving it all the time? He says, I'm learning a great lesson from it. It's got istiqamat. Its work is to harm. And it's not giving up its harm. Even when I'm helping it, it's not giving up its work of harming itself. So why must I give up my work of doing good? I must be helping somebody, save it from drowning. So I'm learning even from a scorpion. Those who want to learn, there is ibrat for those who want to learn. And those who are blind and deaf, not blind and deaf with the ears of the ear, head, and the eyes of the head, but the ears of the heart. And the eyes of the heart, all the nasihat, they can make khatam after khatam of Quran Sharif. Not only read Bukhari Sharif and all Siha Sitta, teach all Siha Sitta kitabs also. But they won't benefit. If the eyes of the head, eyes of the heart, and the ears of the heart are closed, with all that also a person won't benefit. You'll stand right in front of Rauza-e Mubarak, where Allah's mercy is coming in torrents down. You won't benefit anything. You'll be right at Kaaba Sharif, where not only at Kaaba Sharif, but the barakat, the fuyus, and every great thing of Kaaba is spread out in the whole world all the time. But you won't benefit. As we are sitting here now, Radio China, for example, the airwaves of it are in the air. Voice of America, Radio Pakistan, but we're not hearing it. You need a gadget, you need a transistor, a radio, and then you have to tune in exactly at that point. Then you'll hear whatever is there. It is in the air. It's just for you to tune in. Whatever the radio stations, South Africa, how many radio stations? And how all the filth and dirt on there. Just like that, the fuyus and barakat of Kaaba Sharif are in the air, in the whole world. We just have to tune in and you'll get unimaginable barakat. And you don't need a transistor also. You don't need a radio. You don't need which wavelength you have to go to tune in for Kaaba. It's there. It's just we have to open our heart. We'll make namaz now. Most of us, our legs won't face Kaaba Sharif. The one leg will be Bollywood and the other leg Hollywood. No Kaaba Sharif. We don't open our hearts for all that fuyus and barakat. Whole life, we who are coming to the masjid and we are making namaz and this barakat of Kaaba Sharif, we are deprived of it. When we'll realize in the qabr, we'll want to kick ourselves in the back. But it won't help anything. You'll eat our fingers till the wrist, till the elbows, till the elbow joint, but it's not going to help us. Yeah, if we just open our heart to take the benefit. So anyway, time is already up. The real thing that I wanted to speak about is the cell phone. If we use it in the wrong way, then it is not a cell phone, but a hell phone. And if we use it in the wrong way, it's not a mobile, it's a missile. And it's destroying for the students also, for the people at large also. And we are fooled also that we use the smartphone with the internet connection, which leads us to so much of other evil. Students are so busy that in the class they are sleeping the whole time. They're not paying attention to the lessons whatsoever. If we're using it in the right way, then there is great benefit. You can benefit from it. But very few are those who use it in the right way. The temptation is so good that good people get involved in porn. From one small little, that came up on your phone and you got involved in other things. So let us stay away from all harm. To protect ourselves is easy. Read the du'as, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitani Rajim, consciously. Repeat it. Read it with passion. Read La Hawla Wa La Quwwata Illa Billah. Allah will protect us from all the sins and all the wrongs and give us the power to do good. We ourselves will be surprised. I know myself. I'm so weak. I'm drowned in sin. How Allah took me out? Unimaginable how Allah took me out of guna just by these kalimat. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.